The Ten Commandments are more than just a set of ancient rules. They are timeless principles that guide us toward a life of purpose, holiness, and a closer relationship with God. Welcome to Bible Glow, where today we will delve deep into the Ten Commandments, uncovering their profound meanings and understanding their significance in our lives today. Stay with us as we explore these divine instructions that have shaped the moral foundation of countless generations. Each commandment offers a unique insight into how we can live a life that pleases God and benefits those around us. By understanding and applying these commandments, we can develop a strong moral compass and a deeper spiritual connection. Let's embark on this journey together and discover how the Ten Commandments can transform our lives. You shall have no other gods before me, Exodus 23. This commandment calls us to recognize and worship only the one true God. It challenges us to examine our lives and identify anything we might be putting before God, whether it's money, power, or even relationships. This commandment reminds us that God must be our first priority. By doing so, we establish a strong foundation for our faith and life. In a world filled with distractions and temptations, keeping God at the center of our lives is crucial. This commandment encourages us to seek God's guidance in all aspects of our lives and to trust in His plans. By prioritizing our relationship with God, we ensure that our lives are aligned with His will, bringing us peace and fulfillment. You shall not make for yourself a carved image, Exodus 24. The second commandment warns against idolatry, which can take many forms in our modern lives. It's not just about statues or physical idols, but anything that captures our hearts and minds more than God. This could be our careers, hobbies, or even our phones. By understanding and following this commandment, we ensure that our worship and devotion are directed solely to God, free from distractions and false idols. Idolatry can subtly creep into our lives, diverting our attention and devotion from God. This commandment urges us to regularly evaluate our priorities and make necessary adjustments to keep God at the forefront. By eliminating idols from our lives, we create space for a deeper and more meaningful relationship with God, allowing His presence to fill our hearts completely. You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain. Exodus 27. Respecting God's name goes beyond avoiding blasphemy. It's about honoring God in our speech and actions. This commandment encourages us to speak truthfully, uphold our commitments, and represent God's character in our daily interactions. It challenges us to live with integrity and respect for the divine name we bear as believers. Every time we speak or act, we have an opportunity to reflect God's character. This commandment calls us to be mindful of our words and deeds, ensuring they honor God and uplift others. By respecting God's name, we demonstrate our reverence for Him and set an example of godly living for those around us. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Exodus 28. The Sabbath is a gift from God, a day of rest and spiritual renewal. In today's fast-paced world, this commandment reminds us of the importance of rest and reflection. It's a time to pause, reconnect with God, and recharge our spirits. By observing the Sabbath, we acknowledge God's sovereignty over our time and lives, prioritizing our relationship with Him above all else. Observing the Sabbath allows us to step back from our daily routines and focus on our spiritual well-being. It provides an opportunity to worship, pray, and spend quality time with loved ones. By keeping the Sabbath holy, we honor God's design for our lives and experience His peace and restoration. Honor your father and your mother. Exodus 20:12. Honoring our parents is foundational to a healthy family and society. This commandment teaches us to respect and care for our parents, acknowledging their role in our lives. It also extends to honoring authority figures and elders. By practicing this commandment, we cultivate gratitude, humility, and a strong sense of community and family values. Respect for our parents and elders fosters a culture of honor and mutual respect. This commandment encourages us to value the wisdom and experience of those who came before us, strengthening family bonds and societal cohesion. By honoring our parents, we reflect God's love and respect for all His creation. You shall not murder, Exodus 20:13. The sixth commandment underscores the sanctity of human life. It calls us to respect and protect life, fostering a culture of peace and non-violence. This commandment challenges us to address anger, hatred, and prejudice in our hearts, promoting love and compassion instead. By valuing every human life, we reflect God's love and justice in our world. Murder is the ultimate violation of human dignity, but this commandment also addresses the root causes of violence. By promoting forgiveness, understanding, and empathy, we can create a society that upholds the sanctity of life. This commandment reminds us that every person is made in the image of God and deserves respect and protection. You shall not commit adultery, Exodus 20:14. Fidelity in marriage reflects God's faithfulness to us. This commandment emphasizes the importance of faithfulness and integrity in our relationships. It calls us to honor our commitments and respect the sanctity of marriage. By living out this commandment, we build trust and stability in our relationships, reflecting God's unwavering faithfulness. Adultery undermines the trust and foundation of a marriage, causing deep emotional pain and societal instability. This commandment encourages us to cultivate healthy, faithful relationships that honor God's design for marriage. By remaining committed and loyal, we mirror God's faithfulness and build strong, enduring relationships. You shall not steal, Exodus 20:15. The eighth commandment promotes honesty and respect for others' property. It teaches us to be content with what we have and to respect the possessions and rights of others. This commandment extends beyond physical theft to include deceit and exploitation. By adhering to this commandment, we foster a community built on trust, respect, and fairness. Stealing in any form undermines trust and violates the dignity of others. This commandment calls us to be honest in our dealings and to respect the boundaries and possessions of those around us. By promoting integrity and contentment, we build a just and harmonious society that reflects God's principles. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor, Exodus 20:16. Truthfulness is a cornerstone of justice and trust. This commandment calls us to speak the truth and to stand against lies and deceit. It challenges us to maintain honesty in all our dealings and to protect the reputations of others. By upholding this commandment, we contribute to a society where truth and justice prevail. Bearing false witness can cause significant harm to individuals and communities. This commandment urges us to be vigilant in our pursuit of truth, ensuring that our words build up rather than tear down. By fostering a culture of honesty and integrity, we create a community that values and upholds the truth. You shall not covet, Exodus 20:17. Contentment and gratitude are key themes of the 10th commandment. It warns us against the dangers of envy and greed, encouraging us to be grateful for what we have. By focusing on our blessings rather than what we lack, we cultivate a heart of contentment and avoid the destructive effects of coveting. This commandment calls us to trust in God's provision and to find joy in His gifts. Coveting leads to dissatisfaction and strife, disrupting our peace and relationships. This commandment guides us towards a mindset of thankfulness and trust in God's provision. By recognizing and appreciating our blessings, we live a more fulfilling and joyful life, aligned with God's will. As we reflect on the Ten Commandments, let's consider how they can transform our lives. Which commandment speaks most to you? How can you apply its principles in your daily walk with God? Share your thoughts in the comments below. We'd love to hear your stories and experiences. Thank you for joining us on Bible Glow. Don't forget to like this video and subscribe to our channel for more insights into God's Word. Your support helps us continue to bring you these meaningful messages. Remember, living by these commandments brings us closer to God and His wisdom. See you next time.